Wow.
Hey guys. Yeah. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Same girls.
Same girls.
Different rooms.
Different houses. It makes me sick and it shakes me to my core.
I think we should start off by addressing the rumors.
Okay, yeah. Please can you just address the rumors for us? And she speaks as one. We're united on this front.
Yeah, it's a united front. I've been hearing a lot of rumors swirling around lately.
Yeah.
Want to clear them up.
Okay.
People are saying, why are you and Sophie not friends anymore?
Right. People are saying that?
Well, I don't know. They're like, maybe like one of my uncles has said that.
No!
Well, because they're like, what happened to Tiny Room Big Girls? Are you guys not friends?
Oh my gosh.
I think it's all in jest.
Camille.
But it's not funny. And it needs to
stop
now.
It's not funny at all.
It's not funny. It needs to stop. Here's the truth. We are still friends. We are tragically living in different houses. And I don't want to dive into that.
No, I don't want to.
It's too
painful.
Well,
no, saying that makes it seem like we can't live together. I've honestly shed many tears. Well, I would say I've cried on two separate occasions thinking about not living with Camille. No, we don't live together right now, and nor will we. Probably until forever. How does that feel, Camille?
It feels horrible. Well, here's the thing, and it's not for lack of trying.
No, it is not for lack of trying. And if anyone has any house recommendations, please send them my way, because I'm so, so utterly lost. And Camille has secured a spot that nobody can blame her for.
And Camille just remembered she hasn't signed the contract yet, so she needs to do that.
Camille has not secured a spot.
Camille's just about secured a spot.
Nobody can blame her. Yeah, so there's like a lot of stuff we have to figure out. We have like shared custody of a candlestick holder.
Courtesy of Elena.
Courtesy of Elena, who on her bucket list before she graduates,
be on this Tiny Room Big Girls
podcast. So guess what? That means you got not one episode coming out before April, but at least two.
At least two.
So this is not the end of us.
And you know what? We also have some episodes banked.
We do have episodes. We have potentially three.
Yeah.
Banked.
Already recorded.
But
vintage.
I'm not that proud of them.
No.
Honestly,
no shade.
Please, no shade. Not that either of them would listen to this, but no shade.
Maybe it's going to be a Patreon subscription.
Oh, yes. Comment on our Instagram if you would pay for a Patreon. Not that we will ever have one.
I don't think anyone would.
Well, no, I don't want to say we'll never have one because then everyone would just say that they would.
Okay, yeah, no.
I only want the real ones. I want real ones. Like, if it was like $6 a month, would you pay for it?
If we actually put out content.
Yes. Weekly. Do you know the burden that would take on us?
But I'd do it.
But for $6, I would totally do it.
Totally. For three?
I guess we'd get more than $6.
Oh.
Potentially.
Well, and
depends on how many people sign up.
Yeah, if we had just a couple followers, think how personalized the content
would
be.
Okay, you guys. We're not going to knock it until we know who would sign up.
This is like how we check if people actually listened, is we put little things like this.
Totally.
And then we know.
Well, do you know what else happens is that when I post stuff on the Instagram, people will like it. I'm like, you're not a real one. You're liking this post. You have not. They'll like it immediately, right?
I'm like, you don't even know what these pictures correspond to.
You don't even know any of this. So, yeah. This isn't just a photo dump, okay? This means something more.
It means a lot, actually.
Oh, right. Do you spend a lot of time in the ad lab?
No.
Okay.
I do not. And I actually am a little bit afraid every time I am in there.
Is it kind of alpha male energy? Or alpha just, like, people energy?
Alpha ad labbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. Like, it's fine.
Right.
But I'm not in there a lot.
Because whenever I would go in to, like, drop something off for Eli or something, it kind of just felt like...
Yeah. Well, like,
I'm less...
It definitely does feel like I've missed my window to have a spot where people are like, oh, that's where Camille sits.
Right, totally.
So, like, for example, last time I was in there, a girl texted me. We didn't talk while she was in there. She texted me after. She was like, hey, I saw that you're in the ad lab. I forgot to send, like, can you send me this from the computer where I was sitting? Like, it's at the one where so-and-so usually sits. I'm like, oh my gosh. She's like,
this is a test.
It's to the left of the one where so and so always is. And I'm like, now I can't be like, oh.
Yeah.
Humiliating. I found it.
Okay. You're
not
never coming
for
back
lack of a lot of stress for those 2 minutes. Yeah.
Totally. that does answer my question, because I kind of think every time I walk by there that you could be in there. And I might just keep that assumption up to kind of get me through the day.
I could be.
I guess the other thing I would like to say is that I did pre-game this by watching Lover, the music video, for the first time. I would like to say it. The first time I actually watched it was in May Hall, third floor, Eleanor Larson's dorm room. And she was like, get a load of this. And I would like to say on the record, and I'm publicly apologizing, I did not appreciate it the way that it deserved. Wow. I was like, I totally appreciated the music video. It was awesome. But I was also like, I don't like this song. I've totally come around. Like, you could not find a bigger 180.
Whoa.
It is incredible. It's the only song I've been listening to all day. I think my roommates are thoroughly concerned.
Sure.
But
there are much more concerning songs to be listening to.
There are much more concerning. And I'm kind of in a Lover era with myself is what
okay,
it is.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. And do you know what? I have a YouTube video suggestion.
Okay.
The suggestion did come to me from my Lover.
Okay.
And it is on the writing of Lover. It's from the New York Times. Okay. Like, I don't know what their series is called. But just, like, search, like, the writing of Lover.
Right.
I don't know.
And it's just an interview with her?
It's so good. Yeah.
Wow.
And it, like...
Taylor Swift, everyone.
I haven't watched it in a while, but I think it, like, shows her, like, it has, like, the videos or the voice memos she was sending to, like, Jack Antonoff as she was writing it. I don't know. Someone can fact check me.
Okay.
But my favorite detail of it is that she wanted it to sound like a couple who's, like, the last two people still dancing on the dance floor at the end of the night. So sweet.
It totally sounds like
that. It totally does.
So, I'm basically just really finding myself in that song and feeling a little bit carefree.
Okay, I love it.
So, I'll probably be dancing to it on the way to school, but the really sad thing is I don't know where my AirPods are right now. But I'll find them, you guys, and this too shall pass, and... I'll still dance. I'll probably just play it out loud.
Hey, yeah, backpack speaker kid.
Yeah, backpack speaker kid. Okay. That all aside, I guess we'll start with some questions I prepared.
Okay.
Do you have any comfort shows or activities?
I'm so glad that you asked me this. I would say I've had different ones at different times. I don't have a lot of shows that I come back to again and again. However... Totally. For the last year, I've been watching a lot of Criminal Minds.
Mm-hmm.
Semi-recently, a few weeks ago, I was like, this is not good. This is not good for me.
Oh, because it makes you feel sad.
Well, I was having dreams, yeah.
Oh.
And so then I started rewatching New Girl.
Totally.
Really good. Really That's incredible. A comfort show.
It's a great comfort
and
show.
The last time I watched it was... probably in 2018.
Yeah.
And so I'd forgotten a lot of the plot points.
Totally.
But I accidentally started rewatching it in the last season.
Oh.
So all of a sudden it was like the very last episode and I was like, shoot. So I might have to go back further and watch it again.
Honestly, the first season is really incredible.
Yeah.
All of them are really great.
No, it really was a pleasure. I would say I do kind of have comfort podcasts.
Okay. Lay it on them.
I like to, and here's the thing, I did this a lot last year, and I've not been as good at it this year, but I want to get back on it. Walks with podcasts.
Totally. And it's the warmer weather lately.
Yeah.
Not lately, but going to
Sure, yeah. And so, Brené Brown, Unlocking Us.
Totally.
Really good.
Yeah.
Every time, I'm like, oh, I'm kind of becoming a better person just by listening to this.
Totally.
Like, it's very inspiring. And I do listen to her episodes with her sisters. They're so fun.
Cute.
And I feel like I'm one of them. And then she'll say something about her daughter, and she's like, I mean, who knows, you know, when she's no longer 22. And I'm like, I am a lot younger than you. I'm not your target, but I do feel...
Not a peer, maybe.
Not a peer. But I do feel connected, nonetheless.
But could be friends with her daughter.
Ellen. And I'm working
Ellen,
on it.
Ellen, what a name.
Imagine. I have recently taken up knitting.
Totally.
I would say comfort activities are kind of, I mean, obviously being with, like, friends, people I love, but also just really, like, repetitive motions.
Definitely.
So, like, it used to be friendship bracelets.
Yeah.
Playing 2048 on my browser in class.
Definitely.
Some of them maybe are more of avoidant activities than comfort, but in that moment, it feels comforting.
No, it does. It's kind of refuge.
Yeah, it is. What about you?
I would like to say that mine, and I did partake in my comfort show this morning. This totally goes with the idea of repetition, mm-hmm. because not only do I rewatch, I mean, it's not just a show, it is the John Mulaney mm-hmm. comedy specials.
Okay.
So if you ever, like, see that I'm watching those, mm-hmm. I'm down bad. Mm. Because it's, like, what I would watch every night freshman year, too.
Mm.
There are three of them. They're all an hour.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of, like, the ultimate repetition, because that's 3 hours of content that I have seen a number I'm not comfortable sharing.
Yeah.
And I even had a dream within the last couple weeks that I actually saw him on the street, John.
Oh, my gosh.
And I broke into tears telling him how much his content has meant to me. And here's the thing. I understand that he could be perceived as content for millennials, maybe even chuggy.
Okay.
And the other thing is, do I condone his actions and behaviors as a person? Probably not. No.
Is that hard, though? Because I feel like he talks about his wife a lot.
It is hard, and I really stand with her. So if you're wondering on which side of this...
It's with the woman.
It's always with the women. But the thing is that I just have to put all that aside when it comes to my mental health.
Yeah, no, and that's fair.
And there's something that he can access that nothing else can.
No other man.
No other man has been able to.
Sure, yeah.
Yet. So, I would like to say that, yeah, John Mulaney, and then comfort activity is totally, I would say my morning routine is extremely crucial.
Yeah.
Game changing. And I just love going on walks as well. I do. I have a podcast every day.
Oh, wow.
At this point, so I have 5 that I listen to, right?
Oh, wow.
It's been a wild ride getting here.
And do you want to walk us through what those 5 are?
Gladly. So, Monday is the bad broadcast. And I will say that she has been getting, as Eleanor Larson put it, a little bit millennial lately.
Mm.
Her millennial is showing. Mm. But here's the thing. I am pretty, even though I already just said that twice in this podcast, I am vehemently opposed to the idea of classifying things, right? And it's just like, don't do that. Especially because the best person in my life, aka mm-hmm. Anna Gee, she's a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of like, that. Like, let's make love, not war, no, right?
Yeah, literally.
Anyway, so I just am kind of like, let's not, like, there are so many things that they could use against us, right?
Yeah.
So let's not go there, right?
Right.
Okay, so, but nonetheless, she does, it's something about her. She's kind of not been in her prime lately, maybe. But I don't want to say that. It's just my perspective,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Tuesday is what we said.
Okay.
Which, there was a learning curve with that one. It's a little, you listen to it and it's like, okay, there's not a ton of sustenance.
Mm.
It's even, like, lower brow than Bad Broadcast, which I love Bad Broadcast, but, like, it is not, it's my guilty pleasure, so I would recommend. Then Wednesday is, every Wednesday, Pop Apologists.
Mm.
Love them, stand by them, through and through. Yeah, bleed blue, I guess. I really love them. Then Thursday, this one's new, Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast. Really good.
Who is it?
It's Brooke, who is Lady Efron on TikTok.
Oh my gosh, I didn't know they had a podcast.
And Connor, who's Fibula,
okay,
right?
Yeah, I love them both.
It's incredible. Like, truly, honestly, it's my top choice right now.
I just want to say I found Lady Efron on TikTok very early in
Me
career.
Too. She was talking about her first video. I was like, I watched this in April of 2020.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And I felt connected to her then.
Yes.
I feel connected to her now.
And she said on one of her most recent ones, she's like, I'm just a fangirl. What can I say? I'm like, yes.
Yeah, she's perfect.
Okay, then Friday is the Patreon of Pop Apologist.
Oh, wow.
Or the bonus episode of What We Said.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes I sprinkle in Emma Chamberlain's podcast, but okay. I don't want that to be my reality.
Okay.
So, do you have any unpopular opinions?
Did we think of any of mine? Here's the thing. I do have a lot of opinions. And probably some of them would be unpopular.
Right.
The
thing is, mine are just, like, that I'm gross. Like, all of them. And I'm not even comfortable sharing some of them.
Let me see if I wrote something down. No. Maybe some will come to me as you discuss
yours. I doubt it. Okay. With, I mean, I just doubt that yours will be along the same vein as mine because of the difference that we have in a lot of things.
Sure, yeah.
But maybe yours will just come in general.
Right.
So I just do not personally understand. Okay, here's what I'll say. I do not think that, like, bare feet should be out in someone else's personal space, right?
Okay.
But, yeah, I have been known to walk around a gas station, not inside the gas station, but getting gas in my car bare feet.
Okay.
And I don't really need to apologize for that, honestly. Like, I walk everywhere bare feet in the summer.
I just want to say that I can, I can attest to this. Yes. And I have seen Sophie's feet at the end of a long day.
Yeah.
And they're black.
Yes. But I wash them in the tub.
Yeah.
Or the sink sometimes.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's flexible.
I'm really flexible. The thing is, one time, Lindsay King, if you're listening to this, she put into our roommate group chat a picture of someone bare feet getting gas, and I made no comment. Because that could just as well be me out there on the front lines.
And honestly, that's a lesson of life, is you have to look at those people.
Yes,
and say,
with
that
compassion.
That could very easily be me.
My roommate.
That could very easily be my own roommate, so it'd be Grace Key. Yeah.
Exactly. Secondly, I like tuna.
Okay. Is that unpopular?
Yes.
Really?
People are disgusted by it. I mean, obviously there's a huge section of people that like it, right?
But so you like canned tuna?
I do.
Okay, wow, yeah.
No, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I use olive oil and mayonnaise, so I'm not, like, necessarily truly disgusting. Because it's not, like, the egg stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, it's not great, and it's just a little guilty pleasure.
Well, the smell's not great.
No, the smell is horrible, right?
You can't smell right.
I've gotten it back a little bit, but I've actually just been recently made aware of the fact that the lotion I've been using every day, hemp lotion, right? Let's just say that a peer of mine said it was his least favorite thing about me.
Oh, my gosh.
Is how badly it smelled. So, I mean, but honestly, not bad for at least everything, right?
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Pretty service level.
But, yeah, tuna, I bring it to school, but I don't let anyone see it. And I take it to the opposite side of the building, and I eat in the corner, and that's real.
That's really nice.
I eat in the corner, and I feel deep shame.
Okay.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing is wrong. But if that's wrong, I don't want to be right.
No, yeah.
I hate Hamilton.
Really?
I hate everything about it. And here's the thing. I don't understand.
Have you ever liked it?
No.
Really?
And the thing is, I like musicals. I can totally get behind them. I love history. I took AP World History.
I'm scared right now.
No, I hate it. I couldn't even get through the first 45 seconds of the Disney Channel viewing.
I know you guys can't see my face right now, but it's appalled.
And she's really worried.
Oh my gosh.
And I am just tired of holding this in, and I know it will
ruffle feathers.
It will totally ruffle feathers, because it, talk about comfort shows, I'm sure.
Right.
And music.
Comfort
and
music, yeah.
No, not gonna work for me. So, do you think we should move to Maine together?
I do.
Yeah.
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 Esther's aunts live in Maine.
Okay.
That's
a start.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I have on my...
I've never been, but
okay.
You have, right?
I have. On my worst days, the only thing that gets me through the doors of the Talmadge and out them again is the vision of a greenhouse
oh my
in
gosh.
Maine. Like, living in a greenhouse, painting, and being a nanny.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know why the nanny thing. I don't want to be a nanny, right? Well, but it's the only thing that I'm like, okay, I would like to still make money and be able to sustain myself, but I don't want to continue to go to school. And at this point, that's the only thing I'd be qualified for.
Well, that's not true. Because I have a job making sodas.
That is so true. Okay, so maybe we could actually work at, like,
an establishment. Yeah, or we could be, like, dog walkers. Which I honestly think could be an amazing job.
Totally, or, like, house sitters. But we live in a greenhouse.
Okay, I skied at Deer Valley a few times this season with my Icon Pass.
Okay.
Did not pay for those lift tickets.
No.
I would pass a really cute greenhouse in Park City on my way there.
Yes.
And I'm going to have to look up what it's called, but I just want to say if anyone has connections, if you know if I can have an event there.
Oh, you totally can.
I want to have every birthday there. I want to have my wedding there.
Well, that's coming up, your birthday.
It is.
And your wedding and funeral in the grand scheme of things. Yeah.
Literally.
So her birthday's on Wednesday. I'm hoping to get this out probably Monday.
Okay, yeah, based.
Okay, so glad we got that settled. I can't wait for our adventures there.
I think we're going to love it there.
I think so, too. I think we should leave down.
Have awesome outfits.
Exactly. And I think we should leave our inhibitions behind.
Yeah. Does it rain a lot?
Yeah. It's a temperate climate.
It's kind of fun.
Well, that's not true. It's not temperate. Okay. I don't know why I said that. I was thinking of London.
Okay.
But that's just because it reminds me so much of Europe in the way that it looks.
Okay.
But it is actually just like any East Coast city. So I would say that it kind of rains in the fall. And it's beautiful. Okay. Favorite and least favorite movies watched lately? I watched Licorice Pizza.
Okay, I did too.
Hated it.
Really?
I honestly can't even talk about it.
Okay, yeah, so I went into it. I had no idea what it was going to be about.
Me too.
I was, and this is a bit of a touchy subject. I hope Tommy doesn't listen to this. We were late. My fault.
Okay.
My fault. And we did miss the start of the movie, which he not happy with.
No, I can't imagine.
And we got there, and there was an older couple sitting in our seats.
Oh.
So that was really a conundrum.
So where'd you guys sit?
They saw us standing on the side looking concerned, looking confused. They said, oh, no,
these
are your seats.
He's mad, you're confused. Oh.
They said, sorry, we just thought no one was sitting here because we were
so late.
So I was really confused for this. I mean, I wasn't that confused, but I was like, I don't know what's going on here. And
the feeling never goes away.
I mean, maybe skip ahead if you don't want spoilers, but, like, isn't that kind of messed up?
It's really messed up. Like, it's not something to be ignored. It's not something to be ignored.
Falling in love with a teenage boy.
And I told this to Chris, and he was like, and I was like, and it's illegal. He was like, well, so is going 35 and a 25. I'm like, don't give me that.
No.
That's not the same. No. And this is just, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have even led with the point that it's illegal. I should have led with the point that, like, that's not right.
Yeah, it just was weird. Like,
It's not, and they don't even convey it enough for you to.
It didn't feel real to me.
No.
Like, I never saw the appeal, which, that's good, I'd say.
But it's also, like, they didn't even emphasize it enough. They kind of mentioned it, like, two times.
Yeah.
And like, this would be such a bigger deal. Why? What's happening?
I'm just confused because it is, like, I need to read some articles about
it's
what people are doing.
It's semi-autobiographical.
Oh, really? But my question is that it's up for Best Picture.
No, that's not going
to
fly.
I just am going to need to read. I'm going to need to do some research and see, like, what people are saying about it. And she is up for, like, well, okay, here's what I did like about
it. I mean, I'm proud of her.
Here's what I did like about it. Is that her whole family was in it.
Okay, yeah.
The sisters were her sisters.
That's cute.
The parents were their parents. I like that. I love the Himes.
Yeah. Did she wear different teeth for the movie?
I don't know.
Because I didn't notice her teeth, but then I've been seeing her on TikTok. I'm like, those are not the same teeth I watched for 3 hours on the screen. It was so long. You could never get me to watch that movie ever again.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I'm so upset.
Okay, yeah.
But I am proud of her, and that doesn't diminish anything, and it's not her fault that I hated it so much.
Yeah, I liked the scenes where the sisters were fighting.
Yeah,
that
was funny. Felt authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, and I love Baby Driver. Oh. I've watched it many times, but like.
Okay, but you watched it recently.
It really, really touched something within me.
He was my middle school celebrity crush.
Yeah, as he should be. Oh, but he's bad. Canceled.
Yeah.
But also, he's kind of come up back from it. Like, he's in a movie just now. So he's not, like, actually canceled. He's not, like, right. Kevin Spacey canceled, who's also in that movie. Or Jamie Foxx right, canceled, who's right, also right, in that right. movie.
But, I mean, it's just hard for me personally.
No, that is level. Hard. Well, imagine being me.
I think he has sexual assault allegations.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And imagine, because my celebrity crush, James Franco.
Oh.
So, there's honestly...
No rest for girls, I guess.
Well, there's no... Yeah, and it's kind of like, why can't you just not do that? One time I was talking to Owen and I was saying that I was like, why do they have to do that? Like, I don't get it. And he thought, this humbled me. Talk about humble okay. things. He thought I meant, why do the girls have to report them?
Oh, my gosh.
Dude, we've known each other for so long. Gosh.
I did recently watch The Proposal with Sandra Bullock.
Totally. She's beautiful.
She's so beautiful.
She's unparalleled.
Julia Meredith, really big Sandra Bullock yeah, fan.
Yeah, as she should be.
And here's my only complaint about rom-coms. Well, and there were maybe some elements that haven't aged super well. Yeah, a few scenes. But also, so that's like, you know, one complaint. Other complaint, just for the genre in general, is that sometimes they just don't show them together for long enough.
I know.
Like, I think the worst example of this is Sleepless in Seattle.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my gosh, but you're from Seattle.
I know.
But here's the thing, you guys, is the whole, and I mean, I think it came out in the 90s. I hope I'm not ruining it for anyone. But like the whole time they're across the country from each other.
Yeah,
They only meet in the last like 30 seconds. I'm like, are you kidding?
Right.
I mean, in The Proposal, at least they're together for like pretty much
yes,
the whole thing.
Yes, but it's kind of the chemistry that isn't built.
I just want to see them in love for more of it.
You're honestly kind of surprised by the end that like it's...
Yeah, and here's the thing is sometimes I don't like when they fall in love early on because then there's a fight.
Ugh! And you know it's coming, it's an impending doom.
It's going to be about 20 minutes before the end. And that's stressful for me. And I understand. It's formulaic. I understand that conflict is needed for any story. However... I hate it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want it.
I want 2.5 hours of them being so cute.
Well.
Falling in love, being in love.
Have I got the movie for you?
Okay.
About time.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely
no
conflict.
No, I know.
I mean.
Well.
There's like a sad.
Yeah. And there's
undertone.
And I'm stressed at parts.
But it's just it's not. So there's good. No, yeah. like, nothing wrong with it.
Okay, that's so true.
Okay. So, the green M&M has been. And I know this is old news, but Camille honestly didn't even know about it, so I'm kind of confused about that.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
The green M&M has been stripped of her sex appeal, basically. And, like, she has gone from, like, pretty high heels and, like, huge lashes to lower heels, kind of more teacher heels.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I guess I would just like to say, so, and people are up in arms. There's TikToks, there's, like, I'm outside the green M&M, I'm not eating until she'll be changed. Outside the M&M store. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm not eating, like, oh, wow. They want justice. They want justice.
Okay.
Right? But, why did you slut shame her, basically, is their argument. I would like to pose an open question to the audience. Like, you've got to know, I mean, I know it's all just a joke, but it's also kind of like, you've got to know where they're coming from, right? There's only two... female M&Ms,
yeah.
and they both really, are, like, hypersexualized,
yeah.
and so they're just, honestly, what's so awesome about it all is that it's, like, counter culture, because, like, they're trying to make this more appealing to people and less, like, more feminist, and then now
right.
the feminists are, like, why would you slut shame her?
Right. No, and the thing is, on a scale that's not the green M&M, but in my own head, I think the same things every day. I go through cycles where I'm, like,
totally.
I'm, like, no, that's so empowering to, you know, and then
right.
I'm thinking, wait, but in the larger society.
Right.
And that's why I'd like to say thank you to my sociology classes and also women's studies.
Exactly.
Because I'm never going to be at peace.
No, and that's, yeah, that's just the name of the game. So, and that's show business. So, the other thing I would like to say, though, in the same, you know, way of
sure.
objectification is that I was recently... dress coded at our very own Brigham Young University.
I just want to say I've to anyone out there who has questions about BYU, I just want to say this is amongst the first I've ever heard of anything like this happening. Not and a common occurrence. No.
And let me tell you, I push the boundaries, right? But I've never been dress coded. Not until wow. today. Not today. Today's a Last Sunday. Week. Last week. Monday. Tuesday, I meant.
And I don't want to victim blame you, but can I ask for a description of the outfit?
Gladly, because I'm proud of this.
Okay.
So, basically, I have this super great... It's this kind of same blue as my phone case, but I don't know how to... Powder blue.
Is it the shirt?
It is a shirt, and it's collared... Short sleeve, crop top.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
you know, I am no stranger to a crop top. You know that. I know that. Probably most people listening know that. And I don't care about that. I'm proud of it. Call me the previous green M&M, okay?
Okay, yeah.
But I also had on a pullover sweater over it that I'm not even remembering what sweater was. I think the yellow one. That's kind of like the orange red one.
Okay.
Anyway, then I get to my religion class, 8 a.m. It's the worst religion class I've ever taken. It's honestly horrible. It's abhorrent. He said many, many, countless, really problematic things. So I sit down, I have my pullover on because I'm not about to be dress coded, and the reason is I knew he was gonna dress code anyone that he could, because he loves power, for one, and two, he, like, has talked about multiple times, like, how a girl wearing a crop top, like, makes the spirit leave.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I knew who I was dealing with, and I'm no stranger to, I guess, people like that. So I keep the sweater on. But then the temperature rises, and it's always, like, 85 degrees in that room. So I take off my pullover sweater, as any good Christian girl would. But I keep it over my stomach. Now, I don't even think you could see my stomach by this point because I'm sitting down, but I kept it over there anyway.
Okay.
But I needed to put on my mask before class started. This was like 10 minutes before class started, but I was the only person in the room. That's why I didn't have my mask on. Then I put my mask on. So I'm bending over to get my mask.
Oh, no.
And he can see the small of my back as he's walking in to take the podium.
Oh, right? My gosh.
Then 50 minutes later... After a horrible lesson, he says, okay, Sophie, can you come up after class? Yeah. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. He knows your name.
Oh, yeah.
How many people are in this class?
Like 30.
Okay, I'm so sorry.
30 distracted peers by the small of my back. Then I go up there, and I already knew what he was going to do. I had already put the pullover back on by this point, and he was like, yeah, yeah. So I guess that I really scarred him.
And
with
the spirit was not there for the whole class.
No, and I'm really sorry.
That's crazy.
And he was like, thank you so much for putting this pullover back on, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yeah, so basically, here's the moral of this whole story.
So you didn't have to, like, go anything.
No,
just talked to you about it.
Right.
Okay.
So the moral of this whole story is that at first I was deeply saddened. And I was made to feel extremely small and not in a good way. And I also was made to feel objectified, like, how did he even still remember that he saw my back?
So long before.
Right. And he just gave
a
whole
brief
lesson.
Moment.
Exactly, walking
That's
in.
Crazy.
It's not like I was wearing a tank top and you could see my shoulders,
which, heaven forbid. Which I've done in classes so many times.
I have worn anything and everything in class. You name it, I've worn it. And nobody's ever said anything to me. I've had predominantly male teachers, so... I mean, I guess it wouldn't matter, but anyway. Then, though, halfway on my walk between the SB, and the Talmadge, I decide that actually I don't respect him because I don't, and I actually don't like him because I don't, and that was all independent of today's interaction, but, I mean, that's all the more reason to be, in fact, empowered and be like, actually, this person has no say over my actions or feelings, and I don't want to give him any more power than he already has.
Good.
So, no, I won't be wearing crop tops, even though Luke, who's also in that class, did suggest that we all wear crop tops in solidarity.
That would be awesome.
Which would be incredible.
And maybe you should send out a learning suite message to the whole class.
I think I should. So, anyway, but then halfway through my walk, I put on Raise Your Glass by Pink, and I really became carefree. And that's I was awesome. Actually vindicated.
Good.
Okay. What is the difference between a good friend and a best friend?
Did you prepare thoughts on this?
No. I want you to know.
Okay, let's see.
I want
see.
To know what you say.
A good friend and a best friend. Honestly, I feel like it can be a pretty close line.
Totally.
It probably depends on the person, how they make up their definitions. Because some people will only have, like, one best friend.
Exactly.
Some people will have maybe three.
Definitely.
I would say, I don't know. I think, like, a good friend. I mean, I feel like I have friends who I'm, like, good friends with, but I'm not hanging out with them one-on-one a lot. Or, for example, okay, yeah, little readjustment by Sophie. I'm not texting them independently, totally. My own thoughts, right. Not sharing my own, well, I don't know, maybe that wouldn't be a good friend then, I don't know.
Well, that's still a good friend.
Yeah, like, I would probably, yeah.
But a best friend is probably someone that you can lose your filter with.
Yeah.
And not only that, but just kind of, like, you want it to be gone so that you, like, you want to go to them and tell them
yeah.
things. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think it's also a position of trust where you're able,
definitely.
You know.
They can see you at any point.
Yeah.
And you
so a vulnerability and of trust. And,
definitely.
Like, I think, well, and this could be an unpopular opinion.
Okay.
And I'm not saying I always do this, because I am good at keeping secrets when they're, like, actual secrets.
Right.
Or if they're, like, really things told to me, like, in confidence, like, I would not share. But I think sometimes if you hear gossip,
you should only tell your best friend.
Yeah, you can tell your best friend. Like, you shouldn't tell your good friends.
No.
But your best friend, you can be like, okay, yeah, you get a load of this.
Yeah, and I have done that.
Yeah.
And I'll own up to that. I'm not really too sure what to say about this topic. I will say, I guess, I think I call a lot of people my best friends.
I have heard you call a lot of people your best friend.
And the thing is that I've heard arguments against that. Mm-hmm. I have. And they don't resonate with me.
Interesting.
Because it's like, this is actually how I feel, and this, like, that classification really just fits with, like, probably 7 people in my life.
So then, how would you classify a good friend?
So a good friend is somebody that I wouldn't just go tell a secret to.
Okay.
And I wouldn't just text, like, my candid thoughts out of the blue.
Mm.
And I wouldn't, like, go to when I'm crying.
I guess that honestly is true, because I think a good friend, maybe I am texting them individually a lot,
right.
But not out of the, like, spontaneous
no.
thoughts.
Exactly.
Like, I think I have good friends who I'll text about a lot of things, but usually they're, like, kind of related to, like, things we have in common,
yeah.
things we've talked about, things I know they would be interested in. But if I'm, like, if I wake up one day and I'm, like, I want to know about general authorities who get remarried.
Totally.
Do they kiss their wives before they
yeah.
get married? And I'm sorry for saying that. And I bet they do.
Well, yeah.
I can't text out to just anyone.
Not if they're not in the car alone together.
Yeah, no, that's...
I would like to say a tangential thought is that today Haley asked me if I've ever thought about getting nipple piercings.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, trigger warning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which doesn't work that much when it's after that.
After, sure.
But, hey, I'm about to talk about this for a second.
Okay.
And I said no. And she was like, oh, yeah, but one time you showed me your boobs on the first day we met. And I'm like, you know, this is character development. And I don't know if it's in a positive or negative direction, but I have not shown someone my naked body in a long time.
Okay.
And I'm not talking about romantic interest. Don't go there. I mean, like, whatever. But, I mean, I haven't done... Okay, I don't know this. But I'm just saying I could I used to be very free with my body and my friends.
Uh-huh.
And that's something I don't possess anymore. And I think it's because we don't usually change in front of each other. We have our own houses now. And that makes me pretty sad.
Yeah.
So, just something to think about.
Okay, yeah.
How have overnight oats changed your life for the better? This is not a leading question. It's simply facts.
Okay. Well, so Sophie, I was at her house a couple weeks ago. I see her doing part of her nightly routine, which is putting oats, rolled oats.
Yes.
And chia seeds.
Yes.
In a mason jar, adding... You added almond milk, right? I add soy milk.
And coconut milk.
Oh, and coconut milk. Interesting. I thought you were just out of one of them.
No.
Okay. And she also added pumpkin pie spice, which I do not have.
Not yet.
But I did buy cinnamon.
Yes.
And she makes overnight oats, and she eats them in the morning. She said, it's the best part of my day.
It is.
And so I was like, do you know what? I think this is what my life has been missing.
Yes.
And this is a tendency I have. I do declare... something the first day of the rest of my life, a few,
probably
more than once a week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great.
And it is.
It's well, the first day of the thing rest
is, it literally is.
Yeah, there's no arguing it. And like every day is the next day.
It is. And I do admire that about myself.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought this is really what my life is missing. And I was at Trader Joe's with my dear cousin Esther Schwartz, back from her mission and in Provo, and can listen to podcasts.
Definitely. Really exciting. I send this to Luke Richards.
Yeah.
I do.
That's her friend on a mission. So Esther and I'm like, Esther, I think I need to buy stuff to make overnight oats. So she did too.
Yes! It's a revolution.
And honestly, I haven't talked to her in person since we did it, but she sent me a video of her doing the Wordle. She blocked out the screen. Thank you, Esther.
Oh, okay.
So that I couldn't see her guesses while eating her overnight oats. And here's the thing. I've only done it twice. I'm going to confess. And the first morning, but my routine's been disrupted a few times. Okay. Is the thing.
And it's the weekend.
The first morning, incredible. Yeah,
cold, refreshing,
so
mushy.
Delicious. And here's the thing. People say, do you eat them cold? Yes.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, though.
Do you warm them up?
No.
Could you?
I think you could.
I
don't think it would be good.
Yeah.
I took a bite of mine. I said, this is not that good. I added maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of maple syrup. Yeah. And then I added some little frozen blueberries. And
yes,
here's the thing.
Queen.
Because when I make normal oatmeal, normal, I mean instant hot oatmeal that's like from Quaker and it's flavored already.
Kind of for like.
It's kind of sugary.
Well, and it's kind of for the common person.
Yeah, for the common person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're no
for,
longer
for me from
we're,
last
we're,
week.
We're royalty.
When I add frozen blueberries to that, and I also will add soy milk to that is the thing. When I do that, it makes it kind of lukewarm. And I'm like, but when I add it to my overnight oats, which are already cold, it's like so good. It's like a fun chili. And I did eat it in bed because I do get cold really easily.
I eat it in bed too.
And then I made it today. Not as good. And here's what I think some of my mistakes were. And I'm just going to walk you guys through it so you don't end up in the same situation. I just put in way too many oats.
Mm.
And Julia was watching me and she said, whoa, that's way more than you did last time. And I was like, is it? It was. And not
if
enough
she's
soy
doing
milk.
Anything, she's
there wasn't,
out.
Yeah, there weren't extra, there was not extra liquid in it, which was fine. But I was like, this is so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. I couldn't really like get my spoon all the way down into it to like stir it and get everything like spread around really well.
Totally.
And I had a migraine and I was nauseous.
Okay.
So that really contributed, and honestly, it is still in my fridge, and I really hate to waste things, but I think I'm just going to start over.
Yeah, you can't have that anymore.
Because it kind of feels like, you know, when someone does drugs, the first time is the best, and you're just chasing that first high for the rest of the time you're using.
I promise
and
you'll
that's
find
how I
it
feel.
Again. You'll find it again.
Okay, good.
It's something that I would never give up. It's something I'm going to cherish forever and give to my daughter.
I actually do. I have another story about that. Oh, well, and I inspired my mom to make them. And she's one of the ones who said, did you eat yours warm or cold? She ate a bowl warm and a bowl cold. She's so crazy for that.
Wow.
But she was doing it with steel cut oats, which look very different.
Oh, those are so good though.
Here's the other thing is the first day, that magical day when I ate them, in bed. I did drop some onto my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Wiped it off.
Oh, yeah, eat it.
Then someone's banging on my front door for so long, like knocking. And I'm like so annoyed. It's like 11:30 and I've been doing homework in bed, but I haven't gotten dressed. So I still am in my sweatshirt with it spilled on my sweatshirt.
Yeah.
And I look through the peephole, two girls on the front door. They've been there last night too, knocking, ringing. I'm like, clearly this is not going to end. So I have to open it. They're like, hey, we might live here. They're obviously shocked to see me, which I'm like, what did you think? Like, clearly I've been in here listening to you knock, and I didn't want to answer, but I feel attacked in my own home.
Yeah, it's an invasion.
It was an invasion, and I guess they might live here in the fall. They were really nice, really cute girls. They wanted a tour. And let me just say, as someone who has done her fair share of looking at houses in Provo, I'm not going to say I've never knocked on a random door. Here's what I will say. Never banged on it and not left a note.
Yeah,
like, literally leave a note so I can text you so you can come back when I'm decent.
Yeah.
And I will include a picture that I took of myself after they left.
That's a good idea.
Because they stood, they wanted to see the basement. They wanted to see everything. My bed wasn't made. We stood in my kitchen. They asked me about the ward.
They always ask
me. And I was like, I don't know.
It's just like every ward.
It's, yeah, like, I don't know. I'm sorry. They asked me about fees. I'm like, I don't know. I've lived here for a month.
Yeah, it's 11 a.m.
It was so crazy. Anyway.
That's horrifying.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you get the Sunday scaries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what would you define as a Sunday scaries?
A sense of impending doom and hopelessness and really overwhelming bleak reality.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
Okay.
But I also get the Saturday scaries.
Oh.
And I do have homework due on Saturday nights.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a confession right now. I didn't turn it in last night.
Okay.
So, I have a lot of scaries.
Okay. You maybe have some demons.
Some would say. And I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. And I have for years.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If I am on top of my life, I don't always. Like, sometimes I'm like, I actually, you know, like, it's just another week.
Yeah, I'm a beautiful girl.
Here's what I will say, you know, I know, maybe not anymore. We used to have some high schoolers listening to our podcast.
Oh, I don't want to lose them.
Well, I think they might be in college now.
Oh.
But I will say, in high school, I was not very good about structuring my time so that I would hang out with my friends during the week.
Yeah.
And what's fun about college is, a lot of times you live with or near your friends. It's not like, oh, it's going to be until Saturday for me to be able to have fun again. Or until Friday. It's like, oh, there's hope for me in this coming week. And here's what I will also say. Is I've had a list in my phone since I was in high school called Things to Look Forward To. I update it regularly. And I literally just write down things to look forward to. And it's so awesome.
This week is your birthday.
My birthday.
22. And you can really feel like
Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Yep. Reincarnated.
And I will.
So the last thing I'll say, and then we will get to times we've been humbled.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there is a boy in my program that does... So he has recently discovered feminism. Okay. In his eyes, I would say. It's feminism.
Okay. Yeah.
In my eyes, it's more just women. Like, he's figured out what women are.
Okay.
And he has subscribed to the magazine now turned... web service, I guess. Cosmopolitan.
He bought a subscription.
Because he is having daily come to Jesus moments where he's realizing women really have it rough sometimes.
Wait, was he at your house?
No.
Okay.
He will definitely not be listening to this.
Okay.
So don't worry. He does not understand, and I will give him this. He asks me a lot of questions like, well, have you ever thought about what your life would be different like if you were a boy? And I respond with the song If I Were a Boy by Beyonce. And
Or The Man by Taylor Swift.
And in a real way, I also am like, yes, of course I have thought about that. I can't escape thinking about, like, me being a woman, because there are things that are different for me because I am.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe haven't had to think about that, and I'll respect that. I'll meet you where you are.
Yeah.
But he then sent...
I also just love that you're the most accessible woman in his life yeah. for him to ask questions.
I don't even have his number saved in my phone. That is our relationship. And he sent me an article a couple weeks back that said, everybody wants Haley Steinfeld. Steinfeld?
I don't know.
I don't know either. And he said, this just so reminds me of you. Okay, mind you that we've had, like, three conversations in person. And the rest have just been, like, long texts.
Do you know what this reminds me of?
What?
The tweet that's, like, guy who the only movie he's ever seen is Boss Baby.
Yes.
Watching Princess Bride. This is giving me Boss Baby. This is giving me Boss Baby vibes. It's like
literally
this man who's only ever talked to one woman reading about Hallie Steinfeld or however you say her name.
Don't know.
This gives me Sophie Gee vibes.
No, literally. I read the entirety of this godforsaken article, which I'm kind of like, how can I even read this? I thought you had to have a subscription.
Literally.
But I read it all and I'm like, no, nothing, not resonating, like, this person has none of my character traits.
That's so perfect.
And I'm like, what about it? And he was like, well, she's like an independent woman. And I'm like, you know, that's based and there's facts behind that.
Thank you.
There's facts backing that and thanks. And I left it at that and he is relentless and he does bring it up anytime he sees me.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm kind of looking around like, why didn't you choose one of the other six girls in this room? But I'm grateful, and it keeps me humble, which leads us to our last point.
Okay.
So, Camille, tell us about...
a time I was humble.
Yeah, I would say... wait, let me think about how many things I have. I think I have three. I'll say three.
Okay, I have two. I think I have two off the top of my head, and I'll keep them short and sweet.
Okay.
One of them, I was in high school. I was donating blood.
Okay.
In my high school library.
Yeah.
Those of you who know me or have seen photos of me, I have pretty fair skin. I'm donating blood. I finish donating blood. I stand up. I'm walking over to the seats to eat my cookie, drink my orange juice. All of a sudden, the Red Cross workers are rushing over to me. They're like, are you okay? Here, come on, sweetie, sit down. I'm fine. They think I'm about to pass out.
Because of your translucent skin.
Yes, I genuinely, and here's the thing. Later in the day, I was feeling a little bit woozy.
Oh.
But here's the thing. I literally had to say to these people, this is just what my skin looks like. That's actually perfect. Am fine.
Okay, so basically, I was not necessarily the apple of anyone's eye all of high school.
Okay.
And I think we've talked about this before. I mean, we talked about how we're, like, college girls, quote-unquote. Like, we'll be for college boys, not high school boys. Anyway, but when the time for Girls Ask Guys Dance, okay, not even Guys Ask Girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Girls Ask Guy Can't Dance Tolo came around my senior year. We were all, I guess maybe this was actually junior year, but it doesn't matter. We were all at my house, and there were two guys sitting there, and in my own kitchen in front of me, but I was, like, in another conversation, kind of.
I wanna die.
One was trying to convince the other that didn't even go to my school.
Oh, my gosh.
So he might not potentially
have been asked,
yes, to just say yes. To me asking him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So that, under the guise of...
love.
Of even tolerance. Right. So that we could have the after party at my house.
That's so evil.
And he said no.
No. And you heard this.
And I heard it all and I watched it all go down.
Oh.
Yeah, so then...
and where's he now?
Kid you not, he goes to Alabama, like Bama bound.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say he was in the military.
No, that's honestly close though. He
does love the NRA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And then I just went to LA with my parents, I'm pretty sure.
Which I almost had to do in high school too.
Right.
Let me just say, yeah.
I did once get asked to a dance by my cousin. Yeah. Because his friends were asking my friends and none of them were asking me.
Right. And we are girls very well acquainted with rejection.
And with grief. And let me just say.
With real grief.
And yeah, I'd like to thank Emily Lindbergh. We had a really fun time when everyone else was at prom one year.
She's a real one.
Yeah. Some boys were at the Chance the Rapper concert. We'll give them that.
Okay. And sorry you can't be him.
No, literally.
Okay, and the next one?
Well, this is a pretty funny story, but I'll tell a condensed version of it, and maybe one day at our live show.
Okay.
Our live show, which will be when oh my gosh, should we have a podcast meetup,
guys?
We
totally
should. Where
everyone
just comes to one of our houses.
And we just tell stories. Out,
but everyone can tell stories.
Yeah. Maybe that's just hanging out with our friends.
Well, yeah, because that is who listens to this. And hey, if you listen to this, you are our friend.
Yeah. Hey, send this to a loved one. We do not promote ourselves enough.
No, literally.
And we've been dead silent.
Actually, it was my roommate Addison did say last night, you have a podcast? And I said, have is a loose term, but yeah.
It's a loose interpretation. Mom.
Yeah, it is. Okay, so picture this. I'm 10 years old. I did dress like a businesswoman for most of my growing up years.
You had business to attend to.
I did, and I've always been a girl boss.
Yeah.
And it was July 2010. My family going to Rite Aid. Me, my mom, my brother. He's 7.
Yeah.
I am wearing, let me set the scene.
Crew cuts?
No. That came later.
Okay.
I'm wearing bootcut jeans. Mm-hmm. Dark bootcut jeans, I think.
Yeah.
Which could have been worse. Could have been slacks, because I did have slacks and wear them. I'm wearing a blue short-sleeved button-down. Cap sleeves, cute.
Yeah.
Blue cardigan.
Yeah.
Silver ballet flats.
Yeah, glasses.
My glasses. And probably a little, like, necklace from Jolly's, but Jolly's Gift and Floral in Salt Lake. And we run into my aunt and uncle, Brian and Shannon. And it's right by my house. And my uncle is looking for hair ties for my cousin Claire. So I'm assisting him.
Mm-hmm.
And a woman walks by us. She's about 60 years old. She says, excuse me, sir, who's helping you? He says, oh, just her. She looks at me. She says, I am so sorry, ma'am. I completely overlooked you. Could you direct me to the tanning supplies? I'm like laughing. I'm like, ha ha. No, sorry. I don't know where they are.
I'm 8.
I'm 10, but yeah, basically I'm 8. She's like, I don't know if you heard me. Where are the tanning supplies? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, my 90-year-old father is waiting outside in his wheelchair. Where are the tanning supplies? I say, jeez. I don't know. She said, oh, you don't work here? I'm like, no. She's like, I'm so sorry, ma'am. Walks away. I, at this point, and also, I'm like, okay, Uncle Brian, I know you listen to this sometimes. Where was justice? Why didn't you? I think he was in shock.
He lacked the protection that you needed.
Yeah,
you
he was not quick enough on his feet to, which, and I know he is the thing.
Yeah, I love his family, so.
Yeah, and he is quick on his feet. But maybe he was laughing, I don't know, maybe he was in shock, I was too. At this point, I run away from my Uncle Brian in tears to my mom pushing the cart with my 7-year-old
brother.
Well,
she was so mean to you.
She yelled at me.
Yeah.
And I was confused because I didn't realize she thought I was an adult who worked at Rite Aid. And here's the thing. I was tiny. I genuinely weighed maybe 80 pounds. And I didn't hit 5 feet till like middle school.
That's incredible.
So that is just, I just want to say that's the air I was putting on. And that is humbling. And I bet it was humbling for her too, because then she walked past the aisle. She saw me in tears, my mom, and my 7-year-old brother. I will never forget the look on her face. Jaw on the linoleum floor of Rite Aid.
As it should
And
be.
Here's the thing. Kind of shameful. Shame on her. No apology. She just walked away. Which, honestly, I probably would have too.
That's not
yeah.
Okay, I will say 2 small things. One, I would say I was humbled every day of elementary school, as I was always the line leader, because it was always based on height.
Oh,
Can you even imagine the humiliation? Like, leaps and bounds higher above the ground than any man. And that's something that I'll always have with me. And then lastly, I'll end on this note, is that someone in my program did ask, tell one of my friends, he said, I actually can't tell if Sophie's hot or not.
Oh.
Wow. And what I love about that is the transparency.
Yeah.
And honestly, the humility on his part. Like, he's admitting
to not knowing.
Yeah.
And people in this world really cling to certainty.
Yes, he's admitting uncertainty, and that is beautiful.
And here's something heartbreaking, is that I think if someone said that about me in high school, boy, I would have taken that as a compliment.
Okay, that's...
If a boy had said that, I would have been like, okay, so there's a chance.
You're right.
And But here's what's awesome is that we now are evolved enough to say that's not a compliment, that's rude.
Exactly. I would have grasped onto that. Oh
my gosh, like there's even a chance.
Yes. I remember people in high school one time after an assembly that I presented at talking about, and I guess I'll say this, my butt in yoga pants.
Okay.
And that single-handedly got me through high school. I was like, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I can actually do this thing. So that's
great. And you could.
And that's so feminist of me. And then, I guess I will also add is that this guy is truly nothing to write home about. No, I'm not talking about physical appearance. Like, I won't stoop that low. But more just as a character, he does bring multiple dates a week to the puppy barn, and the workers actually know him there, and he says it's a great date because it's free.
Yeah, and that, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So
what I'm saying
so
is
anyone, stay safe out there on Mutual. any of our listeners who have an account, if you're seeing a man holding a puppy from the puppy barn,
run, truly. And I guess that's what we'll end on. A warning and a PSA.
Yeah.
But I've had such a fun time today.
Me too.
This is what the doctor ordered to happen. Yeah. And Elena, you will be on the next episode. I can say that.
Yeah.
And we need... Write in. You all know our numbers.
Yeah.
Write in if you have requests. She's our friend from across the pond.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions about...
Provo's Most Eligible.
She was also on Provo's Most
Eligible. She was a runner-up. She was robbed.
She was the first to lose.
Yeah.
No.
Well...
You know, that's okay, what Abby Lee Miller
first, says. First
which I never understood, and frankly, I still don't understand that. Like, I guess it is the first to lose. Okay, I understand now that I thought about it. Like, you win, and then who has lost the first person?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Case. But she's a winner in our eyes. Yeah. She also, I don't know, I don't know if I should say this.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who have listened to the first date episode.
You gotta say it, because somebody... We need the slander to be rectified.
Here's the thing. Hans Peter Nelson, love you. Love you like a brother.
But come on.
I want to say Elena Dayton really did it. And she does have Hans Peter Nelson
in her grasp.
As her boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that's powerful. And actually, I have something funny to say.
Yeah.
We might have to cut this out. I don't know. Elena, when she and Hans first liked each other, not too long after I liked Hans. Right. She said, why didn't you like Camille? She's perfect. He said, here's his answer. She says epic too much. Which now I'm like,
Camille, that is something I love about you.
Thank you.
Honestly, Hans, you need to have a long look in the mirror and listen back to the episode that you're in.
Yeah, no, it is funny.
It's painful. Pretty bad.
But here's what I will say. All's well that ends well.
All's well that ends well.
And it did.
I love Hans. I do.
I honestly do, too. Hey, and I want to congratulate Connor Chaitris and Hannah Wolf on their engagement.
Congratulate them.
Neither of them listened to this.
No, they're not going to listen. But hey, The message is out there.
But I thought of it because Hans and Connor are roommates.
Yeah.
Not for long.
Well, not if I have anything to say about it.
No, that's so true.
Yeah. So, I guess that's all. Be the cowboy. Just be the cowboy.
Yeah. No, Frank, yeah.
And,
Stay big and stay tiny.
Stay really, really big and don't let anyone make you feel small.
Yeah.
But if you are already naturally a tiny person, that's also okay. Something to rejoice in. Don't worry.
Totally okay.
We have a ton of tiny listeners.
What other size, whatever size.
Yeah.
You are or aren't. Totally fine.
Agreed. Love you guys so much. And cue toxic. I know you guys are waiting. And free Britney.
Yeah.
But she's been freed, huh?
Yeah, facts.
That's awesome.